The other night, I delivered a webinar for Bodygraph Chart focused on growing your audience. And it never fails when we talk about anything related to being online or showing up consistently in your business that I get messages afterwards bemoaning how someone can't show up because they don't have the energy for it. And I get it. As a second line in my human design, my hermit away game is strong. Let's face it, there are days we just don't have the stamina or the stomach for social media, no matter what our human design is. Today, I'm going to give you three tips for how to use the energy that you do have to create a consistent presence on any platform.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So let's talk about it. Showing up consistently online. This is the thing that I get the most resistance to from people in the Content by Design course. They tell me, I don't know what to say. I hate social media. I don't have the energy for it. Nobody's listening anyway. I'll just show up when I feel like it and trust the universe. But let me push back on that a bit. We're always looking to build the know, like, and trust factor, right? You won't build trust with your people if they don't know that you'll show up for them. Does that mean that you have to be online 24/7? Hell to the no. In fact, I'll let you in on a little secret. I very rarely consume social media. I'm hardly on social media at all. There's a reason I'm not following every trend online and growing my account to tens of thousands of followers. It's because I don't have the stamina for it. It's not where my interest lies. I'm busy building things that will last in my business. I'm focused on the long game. And social media is a tool that I'm using to promote the long game. So what's the long game in your business? Basically, anything with a search engine focus is going to contribute to your long game. Think YouTube, your blog, website, Pinterest, podcast, even your email list is a long game. Although it's not searchable, it is a long game. But I digress. So social media is a tool that you can use in your business to intentionally connect with people and bring them into the rest of your world. It's not the end all to be all, unless you happen to have a business that you're teaching social media strategies online, I guess. But social media is also free, right? It is a free tool that we get to use in our businesses. It's like the welcome mat of your business or the breezeway of your business. Social media allows people to peek into your world and check in on what you're doing. It's like it gives them a place to land. They don't need to sit down at your kitchen table right away, but over time, you'll draw them in for a coffee, or maybe they'll grab an appetizer from your menu, maybe a little piece of cheesecake here and there. And then a few people will decide that they want to devour the main course and have seconds by joining your offers. Social media gets the party started, so you have to be there. Do you need to be there every day? No. But they do need to see you. And who is they? They is your people. You don't need to be visible to everyone on social media. You need to be visible for your people on social media, findable for your people on social media, showing up for your people on social media. They need to see you consistently enough that they know that you're the real deal. And the algorithm needs to see you more than occasionally, but that's a story for another episode. So how are you going to do this without burning yourself out? Actually, before we get into that part, let me throw some human design lingo / excuses around that I hear all the time, just so you know that they won't fly here. If you don't have your human design chart, just pause this episode, head on over to the website, it's in the show notes, VickiDixon.com, and grab your human design chart for free. What is human design? I'm so glad you asked. Human design is like if the chakra system and the Jewish Kabbalah and astrology and the I Ching had a baby, it would be human design. It is the blueprint of who you came here to be. And in your human design, we find your soul purpose, your life purpose, the lessons you came here to learn, the way you'll be kind of knocked around by life and conditioned away from yourself, your greatest gifts, your greatest challenges, all of it is in your human design. So you can grab your chart for free on my site. You just pop in your birth information and then you'll have it. So because this is a human design based podcast, I'm going to walk you through some of the things that I hear from people as excuses in their human design rather than using their human design to empower them, okay? You can see that I'm grinning evilly here, I hope. My evil grin is full on right now. So people will say, but Vicki, I feel down and out. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I just can't get it together. Insert emotional wave. I can't bring this energy into my business, so I'm just going to sit it out. Well, as my granddaughter Sawyer would say, well, that's just not going to fly. It's just not going to fly with your people. No, you don't have to show up online when you're in a grumpy mood, but I'm going to show you in this episode how to actually batch out content in a way that honors your energy and allows you to show up when you're in the right mode and still carry that energy across into your feed, okay? So if you have an emotional wave in your design, then your emotional system, the triangle on the lower right-hand side, will be colored in. Usually it's brown, but it will be colored in on your chart. So if you're someone who feels like you have these dips in your emotions, these dips in your energy that just, you feel like almost depressed, you know, I have this in my design, and I used to think it was my hormones. And my hormones certainly coincide with that, but definitely your emotional wave is going to have an effect on your business. But you don't get a pass. You don't get to say, well, I can't show up like this, so I'm not going to show up at all. Okay? How about this one? I'm a non-sacral being. I'm a manifester. I'm a projector. I'm a reflector. You just don't understand how tired I get, Vicky. So what this looks like on your human design chart, if you're following along on your own chart, is that you will be listed as a manifestor, a projector, or a reflector, but also the second box from the bottom of your design will not be colored in. It will be white. That means that you're designed for cycles of rest. You're here to be wise about when is enough enough. You're not here to push through energy that you don't have. But I'm not asking you to push through energy that you don't have. I'm actually asking you to use your energy when it is on to get a whole bunch of stuff done ahead so that you are there when your people need you to be there. Here's another one. But Vicky, my root pulse is off. I feel like I'm walking through quicksand. I just can't get anything done. I don't have any creative drive in me today. I get it. I have this too. In your human design chart, this will look like the bottom box on your chart being colored in, usually brown. It is a square. It will be colored in. If you have a defined root center in your chart, there are times where you're going to feel so much energy. It's like you could be the Tasmanian devil going through your house and getting it all clean from top to bottom. You could be the Tasmanian devil creating things in your business like a mofo. And so what I see people doing is it's like, yes, I got 5 posts ready. Yay. Okay. So I'm just going to post them all today, and I'll just be online all day, and I'll just talk to everybody, and I'll build relationships, and I'll do all of the things. I'll do a blog post, and I'll do a podcast episode, and I'll do social media and all of the things. And then their people don't hear from them for another month and a half until their root pulse is on again. But what we're going to talk about today instead is getting that content situated somewhere so that it's spread out over time and you appear to be where you need to be consistently so that your people know that they can count on you. Okay. All right. There's so many excuses that we can use our human design for in not creating content or not showing up efficiently on social media. I could go on all day about that, but I want this to be relatable for everyone. So if you're not super familiar with human design, I don't want you to be lost in this episode. So let me ask you this. If you understand your human design now, before you understood your human design, did you make yourself do the things in your business that needed to get done? Or did you allow yourself off the hook? Because what I find is that so many people are using the human design as an excuse rather than an empowerment tool. That's another whole episode that we could do. Instead of leaning into who their human design actually tells them that they are, instead of leaning into their gifts and talents, they use their human design as an excuse to not do the things that need to be done. And the fact is, before they knew their human design, they were showing up somehow, some way. Now, we don't want you burning out to show up, but we want you to be using your energy well. So content creation, consistent content creation. How are you going to do this? I'm going to give you 3 tips for how to create consistent content without draining your energy. Number one, instead of creating a block in your calendar for, you know, Monday morning, I need to create my social media posts for the week, or Monday morning, I need to create 10 social media posts for the month. Instead of doing it like that, what I do is I create space in my agenda for creativity. And for me, that means whatever is flowing at the time. So I have different creative blocks throughout the week. Usually there's at least 3 of them. Sometimes I'm lucky enough that I get to put 5 in. And I use that time to create whatever is coming through for me. So sometimes it'll be a podcast episode. Sometimes it'll be a chapter in my book. Sometimes it'll be 10 social media posts. Whatever needs doing and whatever I'm inspired to do will get done in that amount of time. And I want to tell you that the longer that you do this, the longer that you lean into this energy, the more content you'll have ahead of you. So you're not going to have your first creativity block set aside and be like, okay, I got all my social media done, or okay, I got 3 blogs done. But you know, after maybe a month or 6 weeks of doing this, you will naturally get into a flow and you'll have a system in place. So let's talk about systems in place. I can tell you what I use. I use Trello. Trello is where my ideas are housed. I have boards in Trello for social media ideas. I have a podcast board. I have an email board. You know, any piece of my business that I'm creating content for, I have a board for, and I have an inspiration board, because we can find inspiration everywhere. No matter what your human design type, you can be inspired by things everywhere. So I keep my ideas in a Trello board. And then I use SmarterQ, but some kind of a social media scheduler I think is a great idea. I'm not an Instagram expert, a Facebook expert. I don't know what the algorithm does, but I have it on good authority that it's actually fake news, that it punishes you or penalizes you for having a scheduler. And I think schedulers save our lives. I think schedulers make us consistent. They allow us to show up consistently when maybe we wouldn't be if we were relying on our own energy and our own devices. So those are two of the tools that I use in my business. Trello for organizing content, keeping my ideas organized, and then SmarterQ is where I schedule out all of my content. Actually, I could probably do an episode on SmarterQ because it is a really cool scheduler that allows you to rework content so that you literally are never running out of content. Really cool. But there's tons and tons and tons of social media schedulers out there in every budget range there is. And then of course, Canva, right? Everybody's favorite Canva. It's so easy to create graphics in Canva. And even don't get super concerned about it. If you don't have to have perfect graphics. In fact, I think that we are moving more and more and more away from perfect graphics and just people are wanting to see your real life. So a picture, and we're going to talk about how to find that content as well. After a month or so of doing this, after 6 weeks of doing this, you will just start to build up content that you can put out there consistently. And it really does build on itself, but you have to start somewhere, okay? So start by getting that creativity block into your agenda. Number two, instead of showing up only when your energy is on, because that's not going to build trust with your audience as quickly, use your human design to batch it out when the energy is there. So give yourself permission to create 10 posts at once and schedule them over a month of time instead of thinking, well, my energy is on now, so I'll go online and I'll post something here and I'll post something there and I'll post something over there and then I'll interact for an hour and I'll just do it all in one day. And then before you know it, you've been online for 4 hours, you've had all of these conversations and those balls are absolutely going to get dropped, right? You know that you're not going to get back into your DMs to talk to people for, you know, another 2 weeks until your energy is on again. So use your energy well to get ahead of the times when it isn't there. Instead of feeling like I have to be full on, I have to be in the social media game, I have to be present in social media when my energy is on, think, how can I use my energy that I have right now to get ahead of it on social media? How can I use my energy to batch when it's actually there? Number three, instead of staring at a blank screen, keep an idea book or a note on your phone. Like I said, I have a Trello board where you jot down any inspiration that comes through you. Stories are everywhere. And remember that the brain learns through story, right? The brain holds on to stories more than it does facts and figures. So when something happens to you and you're out and about, or, you know, when you look up, this morning I was out for my walk and there was a crow and it was at the top of the tree and it was just, you know, cawing and cawing and cawing and cawing. And it went on for probably 3 minutes. And I took a little video of it and tucked it away in my folder, which is your next tip, your bonus tip, tucked it away in my folder for when I'm ready to use that. And a story will come from that. A story will come through me. There will be a way that I can use that. So keep an idea book. You know, something happens to you when you're in a store, you notice a post online that inspires you. We get inspiration from everywhere. So anytime that you get inspired, you know, sometimes ideas just come and they're like, oh my God, I could totally talk about that on my podcast. I could totally talk about that in my email this week. Make a note of those. Keep an idea book. Keep it, you know, if you have a purse, keep a tiny little notebook in your purse and just always have these ideas going there. So then when you're in a creative space, you can go back to these ideas and create from there instead of staring at the dreaded blank screen. Here's your bonus tip. Always keep an album of photos and videos that you can use anytime on social media so that you're not allowing the fact that you don't have the perfect photo to stop you from creating content. Keep an album on your phone of pictures that you like of yourself, pictures of you doing things like gardening or typing or cooking or making a smoothie or playing with your kids or going for a walk, whatever it is for you. Keep some footage of things that you could share on your social media, and then you can pair them up with your posts when you are in creation mode so that you're not like stopping your creative process and thinking, oh, now I can't post anything because I have to spend a day taking pictures of myself. I have to get 5 shirts out and switch them up and change my jewelry and change my hair and it all has to look perfect. None of that. No more of that. Keep an album in your phone so that you have photos ready when you are creating. So that's just some of the things that I do to create content on a consistent basis and to show up consistently for my audience. There will be times when your creativity just isn't there, when the energy isn't there for it. That's the nature of creativity. If it was on all the time, we would never be able to settle ourselves down, right? We wouldn't appreciate our creativity. We wouldn't know what it felt like in our bodies if it was on all the time. It's not meant to be on all the time. We need breaks from our creativity. But learning to work with the pulses and the rhythm of your own energy is imperative to getting more done and more significant things done in your business. More things that are going to matter. More things that are going to draw your people to you. You don't have to be on social media 8 days a week to be consistent. You don't have to use the latest trending reel strategy. And you don't need 50,000 followers. What you need is 1,000 true fans. And that is from Kevin Kelly. You need 1,000 true fans who love you, are loyal, and will be happy to buy what you're offering. And in order for them to do that, they need to actually see how you can help them. In order for them to see how you can actually help them, you need to show up. And in order for you to show up, you gotta work with your energy rather than fighting it every step of the way. Lean into your human design to get more done in less time, to create content consistently with every bit of intention that you can muster. Stay unjaded.